Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Today we have
Lord Fess.
Yo, one thing, man. Thank you for coming on, bro. It's a fucking honor.
Come on, dude.
It's always a fucking honor having, you know, somebody like you on the podcast from the Bull City, in the Bull City. So, to start off, who is Lord Fess?
Kind of like an everything man, low key.
Okay.
I rap. I've been an artist for a minute, probably since like 2011. Mm-hmm. I spearhead the management team for Giamazawa. I used to run a hip hop festival called Durham Hip Hop Summit.
That sounds familiar.
Probably until like, I think we disbanded in 2014 and half of leadership started working for working with leadership for Beats and Bars.
Oh yeah.
And I was concentrating on my artistry at that time. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, we're here.
fun fact, you guys, this is our second time attempting this recording. Just because, well, truly third, because the first time we tried to record, it did not. The universe was not with us. You know, the garage door wasn't working. You know, we were forgetting stuff. Stuff was just not working out. But today, you know, it's like the universe is on our side. You know, we were able to open the door. You know, we didn't forget anything. We were able to find Fess because he was a little lost. Shit, we were good now. You know, the universe is on our side. Yeah.
Everything happened for a reason, though.
Hell yeah, for sure, man.
So we'll figure out whatever the reason for all that shit happened.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows what would have happened that day if we would have, you know, continued with the podcast.
I don't know, man.
I ran
the wrong red light, got T-boned or something.
Yeah, man.
Missed it by 30 seconds.
See, there you go.
Something might have happened. You never
something
know.
Bad, bro. Shit, something bad for sure, for sure.
But you want to let us know, where did the name Lord Fess come from?
Yeah.
That's fairly new, ain't it?
Yeah, so funny story is, I used to have a different name. I used to go by Professor Toon. Within that time period, first of all, I wasn't taking my mental health seriously. Luckily, so for the past like 4 years or whatever, people in Durham heard of American Underground, or they're familiar with the startup scene or the startup ecosystem. So I had a mentor kind of take me to the side, and she was like, I see something in you business-wise that we could work with. And she, Casey Steinbacher, she used to be CEO at Durham Chamber of Commerce. And talking about an old white lady that made millions of dollars for people, you know what I mean? Raising money for everybody. And she saw something in me, and apparently, I guess she was right, because when I started consulting for festivals, that's what I was doing. I was raising money, and I think this article came out in, like, Ink Mag one time, and they mentioned me, and it was like, he's got a keen sense for marketing that garners results. So basically, that was a smart-ass way of saying, bro, I don't know what the fuck he be doing.
Bro,
I'm
doing it, right?
But somehow they be cutting the checks. but within that space too, people that don't know about me, my first ever tour and stuff like that, my first tryout with an agency, I got a booking agency at that time. I failed my trial with UTA horribly.
What's UTA?
United Talent Agency.
Oh.
I had a tryout. I didn't draw too well. It was just bad timing, because like, to keep it hot, like my draw was popping. I had a couple videos, I had a feature with some people that was going crazy, but at the same time, I think I just got ahead of myself and I bit off a lot of things and put a lot of weight on myself. And mentally it was a lot of weight. I did a Kickstarter to go on tour. I didn't realize how much pressure I was putting on myself. Kickstarter for one person. I just had me and John Law. And shout out to John Law for keeping all that weight, you know what I'm saying, like off my shoulders. But it was just me, him, and an office and a bunch of crap. You know what I mean? Like that. I just dumped all that pressure on myself. and it literally was driving me crazy at that time.
Right.
Then at the same time, I was going through a bad breakup. Like, y'all know, like, you seen my baby girl.
Yeah.
So I got a daughter. I'm going through a bad breakup. I got the weight of the whole city that I put on myself, on my shoulders. Expectations of people, and then the character that I had created for myself just got out of hand. It was like, who are you? I look in the mirror, I'm like, who are you, bro? Like, who is this dude? Like, what is you doing, bro? Like, I literally look at myself in the mirror, like, what is you doing? And so, shout out to Rafiki. So DJ Raf is Danny Brown's tour manager. My big homie, like, for real, for real.
How did you meet him?
Through opening for Cats on tour, tour dates and stuff.
So
I opened for Danny twice, I think, and we just connected through that. And Raf, like, he was, at this time, he was managing Brock Hampton, and he called me. He was like, yo, Fess, I'm in town. I'm in Raleigh-Durham. And I said, Raf, is you in Raleigh or is you in Durham?
Like, two different things, man. Yes, we are in the same state, but it's two completely.
Like, Fess, I'm in Raleigh-Durham. We got a show. We got a show at the Ritz. I'm like, is you in Raleigh? Is you in Durham? So we sifted through all that. I'm like, look, man, homie, you got to distinguish where you at, bro.
Hell yeah.
So after we had that spat, he was like, bro, is you coming or not? So I went up there. He was like, where you at? Like, asking me questions. Like, where you at in your career? Like, what's going on? What you got going for yourself? All I had, like, I hosted Moog Fest 1 year, which was cool. I hosted Pete Rock and Ali Shaheed on the stage, and that was fire. It was, like, nostalgia for a bunch of people, like, the older heads or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I felt like I should have been further. Like, I did a Kickstarter. We raised 10 Gs. And then you realize 10 G's is not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, 10 G's, that shit,
That shit
thrown out the door quick.
Flies,
like, I, like, 10 G's is like a trip to LA, a trip to New York, a trip to Wisconsin, a trip to Florida. Like, that shit gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
already. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit gone. At that point, I'm penny pinching already. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ah, I gotta find a job. I thought I was rich. Like, I got a couple sponsorships, but them shits is like, literally, I'm eating breadcrumbs off of the sponsorship. Like, at this point, I'm full-time music, not doing nothing else. I'm just rapping, just trying to get in the studio, just doing that. I'm like, bro, like, the trip to LA, fire. I made it. I went, did a rap battle, made it to the finals. Like, made it to the finals. Jeff Ellis even said I got robbed. That's Jeff Ellis. He was like, yo, North Carolina got robbed, my G. I finessed my way into a VBL game. Y'all know VBL?
No.
So it's Venice Beach Basketball League. Like, if you go on YouTube and watch VBL, Ron Artest, Swaggy P, like, all of them, they play yearly. Like, James Harden played games out there. Professor, like, all of the, like, street ballers, some NBA players. I done finessed my way into a celebrity game for Comedy Central. Like, and this is just, I'm just a kid who just did a Kickstarter.
How old are you,
so
bro?
Don't nobody know me. I can't tell you that. I have to kill you.
Bro.
I can't tell you.
Okay, were you a teenager or were you at, you know?
No, I was grown. I was a grown ass man. This was like 2 years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this was like 2 years ago.
You said it was for Comedy Central?
It was a Comedy Central. Oh, I stole my jersey and everything.
Dude.
What the hell, dude? You gotta be mad.
So we had to, we could keep the Comedy Central jerseys. We were supposed to give our VBL jerseys back. I got my VBL jersey and my Comedy Central jersey.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna send y'all a photo when this airs. I'm gonna send you a photo in VBL. I'm gonna find my VBL jersey and the Comedy Central jersey.
I was gonna ask you, did you like try flipping them or something?
Nah, because you can't really flip them because it's like a celebrity game. And like, I think the most fire person that was playing that year might have been like Michael Purdy. And he was like, he was on Dunk League. You watch Dunk League on YouTube?
Yeah.
That's just fire. Dude from Durham was on Dunk League. Shout out Will Bunton. Will Bunton jump out the gym.
That's crazy.
But so I do all this traveling. 10 G's gone. I'm sad. I done broke my leg. I'm going to also send y'all a picture of my broken leg, bro. Like, for real.
So how do you break your leg? Like, playing
hooping. Hooping. Okay. I still have hoop dreams, bro. Bro, up until like 4 years ago, I still thought I was going to play overseas.
Bruh.
Like, for real.
Damn.
For real. So I gotta send y'all a photo of the celebrity game jerseys, the VBL jerseys that I stole, and my broke leg. We gotta keep a tab of all the random pictures I gotta send.
You have a picture of the jerseys already, or are you gonna take?
I'm gonna send you a picture of the jerseys.
I thought you were saying you had the jerseys and the broken leg in the same picture.
Bruh.
Like that.
I'll just make a collage of all the things to post. So,
oh, man.
But so to circle all this back in, so I'm basically telling this same life story to Raph at this time, and he like, yo, and I'm telling him mainly, I ain't gonna lie, the breakup had me depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like this one bro I was talking to, she was mad cool. I feel like we spoke the same language, but she could tell I was still in love with my ex at the time.
Dang.
And it's funny because it's like I was real depressed about the breakup, and I was wearing it on me at the same time. But I was losing people. My granddad had just got diagnosed. Rest in peace, Papa. I rap about that a lot, but he had just got diagnosed, so he hadn't passed yet. So he just got his diagnosis. He was stage 4.
What was he diagnosed?
Stage 4 cancer. Oh, I think it started in his pancreas. But it was kind of everywhere by the time shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Raph, and then out of all this talking, he was like, yo, you living within so many people's box. You living within so many people's expectation of yourself. He like, bruh, I think it's time for you to reinvent yourself. He didn't say, go break the mold, go change your name. None of that. He just said, it's time for you to reinvent yourself. And I kind of just took that my own interpretation of what he was saying to me. I went away for like 4 months. I ain't talked to nobody but my roommate, Kimmy Lou. Bro, what up, G?
Yeah. That's funny, man.
But it's just like, that's the only person who saw me. Like, I was drowning my problems in pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wild. I don't really go out like that. People know me, know I'm kind of like a hermit now.
Sure,
but at that time, I was going out. Like, what you trying to do?
Yeah.
Where we going? Like, if I ain't have my daughter, like, I was out doing something, talking to somebody, networking, but at this point, I'm not moving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The money been dried up.
Mm-hmm.
The expectations probably been dried up now, too, because it's like, people notice when you're not moving, when you're not sharing, and that's what kind of made me a hermit, because I'm like, all y'all niggas fickle as hell. You know what I mean? Like, oh, y'all gone? Like, where all my supporters at?
Right.
And I started getting mad and angry. Like, fuck everybody. Fuck them all.
Yeah.
I'm mad at the world. I'm like, yo, you should just be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
And it took me time to learn that. So I reinvented, like, my sound and everything. And then we came, like, Raph. I talked to him. I ain't talked to Brun in like a few months now, which is crazy. I got a call, Raph. But that changed my career.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gig that I had hosted MogFest came.
Yeah.
My leg had healed up. I'm like 80%. I'm like 80% now.
Okay.
I can't dunk anymore and no shit like that.
Bruh, that's gone.
That was gone. I dunked. It was a rim graze, but I dunked like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's
but it was a rim graze, though. It was a rim graze. But, so I got the hosting gig. At the hosting gig, that's when shit started to turn back around for me, because I fully started to embrace, like who is Lord Fest? And the meaning behind it is like, oh, why you call yourself the Lord? You know, so I got friends who kind of like hyper-Christian and then like calling yourself Lord. I'm like,
right.
I am the Lord. I'm the Lord of my own ambitions, the Lord of my own expectations, I'm the Lord of my own destiny.
Yeah. Context.
You know what I mean?
Context.
Like, that was the context of it. So I'm like, I'm the Lord. I make this. You know what I mean? Like, I control my destiny.
Right.
Like,
there you go.
These choices that I have made put me where I am. So my future choice is going to put me where I'm going to be. So it's like you taking responsibility and accountability for the shit you did.
Yeah.
So it's a battle at the same time. It's like I'm taking responsibility and accountability for that shit, but I'm also, you know, so like putting myself in a position to move a certain type of way.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, who's in control of this? Or I am. You know what
there
I mean?
You go.
Like, yeah, everything happened for a reason. The universe controls things, but we give it choices.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose these things. And you get in certain boats and you hop on the boat that you choose to hop on.
Yeah.
You hop on the boat to Jamaica, nigga, you end up in Jamaica.
There you go. Yeah.
That's where you at. Right.
You know what I mean?
It's your fault. I'm in Jamaica. Damn. Yeah. Nah, bro. Nah, you got on the boat. It said Jamaica, bro. You know what I mean? So, and that's where it was at.
What about the fest part?
It's so my old joint was Professor, so it's just short for Professor.
Gotcha. Right.
So Lord Fest. But it's also like taking like his own like little shit now. It's like Confessions. My IGTV be like Lord Confessions in the car.
Oh,
Lord
yeah.
Confessions on the
That's
toilet.
Right.
Shit like that.
On the toilet? I don't think
I Oh, I don't think I put. Toilet might be out by the time this
That's what we did in your car.
Lord Confessions on the toilet. Yeah. Also, and I've been embracing like, I hid my anxiety and shit like that from people a lot. Because people always be like, you get nervous before a show? I'm like, nah. And I took that as a pride thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get nervous before shows. I get nervous about everything else.
I get
nervous before I'm about to get some butt. I get nervous in traffic when people start zooming towards me all crazy.
I
got crazy anxiety, bro. And it's crazy, but I've been meditating, like really like taking control of things, like even to the point, I be so serious about like therapy and mental health now, like even couples counseling, like you serious about this? Well, let's go holler at somebody because we got communication problems, shit like that. You know what I mean?
So how much do you recommend, you know, relationship, you know, counseling?
As much as for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that's the thing about mental health, is like as much as you could take, because you don't want to start getting other people expectations like put on your own shoulders, like, I think you should go 4 times a week. Nah, I might need to go 1 time a week. You might need to go 3 times a week. You might need to go every day, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just gotta see what's for you and be honest. Be hyper honest. Hyper honesty with yourself. Like, people don't want to be honest with themselves. Like, bro, some things you just can't do. You 4'11", you can't dunk.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
Like, if you build with 2% body fat, you're not buoyant. You can't float.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just certain things and size, you just cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
If you allergic to red onions, then you can't eat onion rings. You know what I mean? It's just certain shit you can't do. You know what I mean? So,
and people are not honest about it.
Yeah, just be honest with yourself about shit so you know when something's working. And somebody said something the other day. I don't remember who said it. Was like, you like your thought process is always things in your favor to make you in the best light.
Okay.
So when you looking at the world, it's usually look at yourself in the best light. Like, you never make yourself butt of the joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to make yourself butt of the joke, because it's honesty there. Like, that's why comedy be mad more true. Like, comedy be truer than like church sermons.
That's
shit.
Crazy.
Because
that's crazy,
they the
true.
Butt of the joke is they not like look at me, haha, laugh at me. But it's like, but that's why comedians be killing themselves.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Comedians be suffering with depression because they're so honest, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They wear so much. Like, I don't think comedians get enough credit, low key.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I actually kind of agree, because honestly, sometimes you can learn more about life.
Yo,
honesty, that from
I learned so much about life from a comedy show, because I'm like, yo, that's so true.
Yeah,
I just did this shit yesterday. You know what I mean? So
they be talking about real stuff, man.
Always.
Like, they go straight to the point, and they're right.
Yeah.
You know?
Even when comedians not funny, I've never seen a stand-up comedian that won't talk about some real shit.
Real shit. Hell yeah. That's just crazy, but it's so fucking true.
Yeah.
And I've never heard that, but dude, that is so damn fucking true. You can learn so much from a comedian than a fucking, you know, in the church, you know?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. I didn't realize that until now.
Comedy is the new church.
It's the new church.
You can honestly just learn so much. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You know. So, dude, how did you come to manage? I don't want to murder his name. So, what is his name?
You can't pronounce
Gyamazawa.
Every time he tries to say,
there you go,
right? Gyamazawa. Okay,
there
you
got you.
Got you.
You butcher it all the time.
I mean, so it's only been like for a few months or whatever. Like, I always been thinking about starting my own company, like, in that lane. because booking, fundraising, and marketing has always been something I had a knack for.
Right.
And I had did it for me and my rap group, like, for so long, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just learned. You don't realize, like, sometimes when you're doing something constantly, every day, day by day,
yeah,
you're forming an algorithm for it.
Yeah.
And I understood the algorithm for booking. I understood the algorithm for marketing. Like, in certain lanes, like, certain lanes of marketing, I just see it. Like, it's almost like synesthesia. Like, mm-hmm. I almost see this shit, like, automatically. Just like
Matrix.
I ain't seen Matrix, you know what I'm saying? But the game slow down, like you start to feel like a sniper low key, like I'm talking like Kevin Durant sniper, you know what I mean? Like it comes so easy to you.
Right.
Booking was one of those things. Like, mind you, I don't have a single with over 100,000 plays. I think my highest single is like 60,000 plays or some shit. At this point, you know, by the time this air may be different. But I'm getting tour placements. Like, the people I've been on tour dates with is crazy. Like, Xavier Wolf, August Alsina, Run the Jewels, fucking Lil Dicky. Like, I went on a whole 3-day run with Lil Dicky. Fucking who else? Bone Thugs and Harmony, Big Crit. Like, my list go crazy, like, for opening slots. Like, to the point, people was accusing me. It's like, bro, I think you paying for these shows. I'm like, bro, I ain't got no money. Like my daughter got some J's on. I ain't got no J's, bro. I ain't got no money, like, talking about. Like, I'm making it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm cool. But, like, I ain't got no money to be paying these Juicy J. Like, these shows be costing.
Holy shit.
These shows be costing hella dough. Like, they be charging cats, like, money to open for these joints. But I'm a hustler. So I can finesse my way into a good situation, especially if it work out for the next person too.
Right.
And then my live show speak for itself. Once they see me, like, people, like, it's crazy. I ain't got no crazy big feature because people always leave the show like, yo, we got to work on some music. Like, the only person who I really, like, was really about to get in the studio with was probably, like, Nicholas F. from Virginia. Mm-hmm. And Nick, that's the homie. Like, shout out to Nick. Huh. Nick and Mike Millions from VA.
Okay.
Like, it's just something I understood. So, like, I guess, I don't know who initially introduced me to G, but it was, like, years ago. And,
yeah, for a while, right?
Yeah, and his funny part is he went to high school with my girl.
Oh, that's crazy.
They know each other. I went to DSA. I went to Southern and DSA.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
When did you go to DSA?
When?
Yeah.
I was supposed to graduate. I can't tell you that. Because there's people out here peeping on my age.
Yeah.
But niggas that went to DSA when I went, no. You know what I'm saying? funny thing is, so people introduced us. It's weird we hadn't crossed paths. Like, I was like a spoken word fan. He was like the top spoken word dude in the country at this point. You know what I mean? And he was like, yo, I guess he had told people he was ready to get his rap lane, get his rap bag. And this was like right when I had really started to pop as a solo artist in the area. Triangle started taking note of my music. Mm-hmm. And me and him had met at like an event or a party. We connected. It was like, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, shit, bro. Come out with my show. He was like, what? So I made him a surprise guest on my show. He did like 2 songs. Murder everybody. You know what I mean? Like, he was just murdering shit. People was lit. It was like, oh, da da da. So then he started like make moves. Of course, y'all know North Cat came out.
Yeah.
And he just a homie. Like, we would call each other, just shoot advice back and forth. Like, I'm learning things, he learning things. Like, and his manager at the time, fire manager. You know what I mean? Like, fire. Like, bro, put us in a crazy position. Like, it would be stupid not to give Chris just due. You know what I mean? Like, Chris put a whole bunch of shit on the line, like, to help she get there, Chris and Wally. But at this time, it's like, he making moves, and then, like, certain things start happening, and I started to take a bigger role, like, friendship-wise, you know what I mean? But it was like, I'm on the road with bruh, like, we'll go do some things. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll call me and be like, yo, da-da-da-da. He's like, well, shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just sit down and have a talk. Like, bro, we might as well just team up in some capacity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, and that's just what ended up happening. Like, me just spearhead like the management team, but G so out of here that the team will have to grow. It's not gonna be just me.
Yeah.
Like at you know, say at the furthest mm-hmm. point. So like if you wanna join the team, get my email and shit anyway. But talking to my manager, he was like, bro, you can just fucking let's set you up so that you a booking agent after you done rapping.
You know what I mean? That's
But that's what managers supposed to do too. Like even my conversation with Jim, like, bro, let's set you up to do such and such, like once you done. You know what I mean? Like once you done rapping, we ain't gonna rap forever.
No.
And can rap forever, like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z got like 17 other businesses too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's my lane. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna set this up. I'm gonna have some shit to pass off to my kid. You know what I mean? Like, so like booking agent lane is probably where I'm gonna end up. That's what I envision for Lures Media, but it's so many different things. Like I done already done a website for cats,
oh, shit.
Like crazy graphics curation.
Right.
I done end up doing some fundraising type things, like some sponsorship type stuff for some other people. Mm-hmm. All this while I'm still putting out my album. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that you heard already. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like I'm not gonna close no doors that open up for me. The universe and the heavens wanna open up something for me. You know what I mean? Then I'm gonna at least explore it, especially if it's in the music.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So and that's kinda how it happened. It just kinda happened.
Yeah.
It was like a natural progression of things happening.
You like know? You said, the universe lets it happen. Yeah. It'll happen.
And it could be permanent, it could not be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's all up to the universe.
Yeah, it's okay. You just gotta keep going.
Right.
It's good. And I really like that too, the fact that you're so open about like ever since you went through that phase of like mental health struggle.
Bro, like I'm talking about it. Like my girl, she was my ex at the time. I'm talking like I called her, I'm staring at the walls, half naked, like water, like tears coming out my eyes, my G, like real talk. Like I was really fucked up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, I'm going crazy, like I'm going bananas, like what is happening to me?
I just feel more people need to talk about
this. Yo, people need to talk about mental health for real.
Like, I know a lot of people talk about it now, but I think, like,
because it's cool, because it's cool to talk about now. And, like, I hate when people be cat. Like, nah, I'm not gonna say I hate when people, because even people who just doing it because it's a fad, they still bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
Like, real talk, like, call it what it is, because, but. When you talk about it for a fad, like just take the time, be real about this shit. But like, mad people is talk about it now because it's cool to do.
Yeah.
But it's also opening the door for people to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I wasn't comfortable talking about this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm glad that I'm comfortable talking about mental health and like certain struggles and shit like that. Some of this shit be funny when I look back at it. Like, you was doing what?
Yeah, I was tripping like, over this stuff.
I was like, what?
And it's crazy because back in the day, you know, it was kind of like, it was weird and awkward to talk about mental health.
Yo, so and, I don't know if y'all know this, bro, but the black community shies away from mental health conversations.
Oh, yeah.
The black community, bro, like people of color, like definitely got to get comfortable speaking about these things. Because so many times it's like, bro, like we've been like underrepresented and oppressed for so long that you feel like you got to be strong. Like, bro, strong as hell. Like, cool. Part of being strong is calling your friend who can help you get through this problem or calling the mental. And I don't like telling people like call a mental health professional first because it's intimidating.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to be intimidated by it. So call your friend at first, somebody that you trust, who's giving you good advice that's actually helped you progress in life.
Yeah.
Like, make an accountability circle for yourself with your friends. Like, people that help you stay accountable.
A
like,
support system.
Yeah, support system. But a support system and that, like, it's cool to have a friend that supports you. Be like, fuck it up. Yeah. Nah, you need an accountability circle. Like, oh, what projects you working on? What's your goal? What's your benchmark? By when? All right, I'm going to keep you honest on that, then.
Okay. Yeah.
That's productive. That's helpful.
Like you were talking about, we're gonna talk about this a little later.
Yeah.
During the EP listening that you had.
Yeah.
Like at that thing, you were saying that you don't need hype man. You need real people.
Everybody don't need a yes man. Like especially not me, because a yes man ain't gonna do nothing but blow me up. I got a big enough ego, bro. Like, I don't need nobody else to boost me.
Yeah.
Like you can boost me if you want to. Like, I like, it feels good when my girl boosts me or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, all right, a broad boost to be cool. But my man's like, I don't even need you to boost me. I need you to be honest. Like, nah, bro, that shit trash. That shit trash. Mm-hmm. Because I'm kind of fire, so trash for me might be fire for somebody else. Bro. But he know what I'm capable of, so I need you to be honest. Like, nah, bro, you was kind of lazy with that pen. And that's even, like, I guess I can save that for the EP part of the conversation, but I was about to talk about the person who told me, like, nah, bro, that shit trash. Go rewrite that. You know what I mean? So
they told you that at the...
No, not at EP. Like, by then, we was through the artistic process. Yeah. It was fire, and it was going to be what it was by then.
But that's one of the things that, like, I just love about, like, since we were talking about, like, your old name, Question Tune, you don't really have much of that music out anymore,
dead.
Right?
Yeah, so we wiped it kind of from the internet. Some of it still might be up there. My old label might have it up there, but...
Right. So I was going to say, like, it's really dope to see that, like, even, like, when you have, like, two tracks or, like, three tracks?
Bro, it ain't even that much up there for Motorfest. Yeah. It's, like, a freestyle I did and then, like, a real track that I put out that for actual streaming dollars.
Right.
And then maybe, like, some other thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's dope to see, like, how, like I said, it's, like, how open you are with, like, the stuff that you went through. Because, like, a lot of people, it's just super hard for them to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like just music is a very, I don't want to say easy outlet to do that, but it's a lot more, like, it's more capable to do it just because it's more expressive and it touches people a lot easier. So I guess we're going to roll into the EP party. Like, at that party, the EP listening party.
That shit was fire, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
The crib was fire, too.
Yeah, bro.
That's my mental crib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my mental crib. People was like, yo, how much this shit cost? I'm like,
shit.
Like, shit, I don't know, bro. I don't ask no questions.
It looked like a studio in there or something. Yeah, like, you could turn that into, like, a home studio or something.
Yeah, this was fire.
Yeah, honestly, you're like a museum, bro. Like a dope ass museum, bro. I was like, holy shit.
It is a bunch of old artifacts and shit. Oh, okay. Like, she got like a 2001 Duke basketball championship signed by everybody type shit. Like records from like Boosie Collins.
I saw all her records. Yeah.
But those records is from the people. Oh, like these people be coming to her crib.
What?
Like Boosie Collins, I know for sure been in her crib.
That's
like
crazy.
Who else? Like now my mind is escaping me. Questlove, I know for sure have been in her crib, like sat on the couch.
Is she in the music industry as well? Or?
No.
No, this is the
she in the money making industry.
She in the money. What did she do?
By trade, I think fundraising would be the proper. Term for like what it is that she do.
Okay. Yeah.
Like she know a lot of people, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
And she got some mad knowledge, like crazy, like crazy vast, like knowledge of like who do you go to get these things from? Like that whole algorithmic thought. I get that. You know what I'm saying? That like I kind of picked that up from watching her make moves.
Feel it, like that.
Yeah. But yeah, what's the dudes who made the Stranger Things theme?
I don't know.
Y'all watch Stranger Things?
I've watched a couple. Yeah,
yeah, the dudes, but they like famous for doo-doo-doo. All they did was play piano like a few times and shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, damn. That's a shot. That's not a shot. They did more than play piano a few times.
Yeah.
But it's mostly synth. It's like synth based, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I know for sure they gave her like one of their like pianos. Like it's, I think it's piano in the corner. That's like from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Duffer Brothers. I think they name.
That sounds like a legit name. So
she like gave them. Like, if you watch Stranger Things and look at the credits, the soundtrack and the sound score, them dudes like they gave her the piano. You know what I mean? So
holy shit!
Like people just be doing dope shit because she just like a dope ass person.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
She's my role model now, bro. I haven't even met her, bro. Shit, I'm trying to be like that, man. Damn.
And she done introduced me to mad people. That I met Pete Rock through her.
See, bro.
Pete Rock, like.
So wow, I don't know, but
Moses Sumney. Y'all know Moses Sumney? Like one of the most famous singers. I don't know if she's from Durham. I don't know. She lived in Durham. She's been in Durham for a minute.
Okay. I appreciate you. You know, inviting us out there too.
Yeah, she was fine. Dope. I had hella shrimps that day.
Yeah.
Hella shrimps.
And hella shrimps.
It was just crazy. It was just cool to see, like, going off of the what I was talking about earlier about you, like, being so open and stuff about, like, what you've been through.
Yeah.
It was just crazy to see, for me, firsthand, because, you know, I met you there.
Oh, yeah. We just knew each other online.
I just knew you from online. And then Lord Fez had invited me, me out there, me and Luis. And it was crazy to see, like, the honesty that you got from those people there, you know, after
It was pretty curated as far as, like, who got the invite and shit like that.
Okay.
So it was like I knew I would get honest opinions from the people who were invited. And it was a dope mix of people there, like, both in press, just the music industry and producers, just tastemakers in different industries, but I knew they had an ear for music or just the eye and the ear for art in general. So like, you know art when you see it. Like, you don't have to know much about art to know if it's fire.
Yeah.
You know what you like when you like it.
You just know.
No, for sure.
It was funny too, because, like, I was going there thinking I wasn't gonna know anybody. Like, yeah. I was just like, I was just going in blinded, bro. Oh, and then I got there and I, like, I saw, like, some, like, two homies or something.
Yeah, okay.
It's crazy too, because I got there and I saw this one dude. He was over by the, I was sitting down on the sofa and he was over by the little kitchen area. And I saw him from far. I was like, that dude looked mad familiar. What the fuck do I know? Turns out that he was my old, like, camp counselor from when I was back in summer camp when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
Austin. I don't know if you know him. He goes by, his name's Austin.
Yeah.
He wears glasses.
Where was he a camp counselor at?
At Walltown.
Walltown? Okay, I went there too.
Austin.
Yeah.
Is he in the music? What's his rap name?
I don't remember. But his name
Oh, you talking about Royal?
I think that's right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. I was like, holy shit. But it's, you know, it was just crazy. I really, really did enjoy it. It was and I met, like I said, I met a lot of people, so I'm thankful that you put that together. You wanna talk about a little bit about the EP and stuff, and maybe, I mean, I know it's not out yet.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Sometimes I like letting people
hear. You have a release date yet or no?
Ooh.
It's kinda iffy.
Nah, we got a release date. For sure.
I don't want to release the release date. Okay, gotcha. We can't release.
I hate making announcements about an announcement. Yeah. I got an announcement that.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I mean,
just talk about how you feel about it.
It's just, I mean, I feel like it's safe. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to explain. Like, I feel exactly what the music says. It's like, it's just so real, so open. You know what I mean? So honest. It's like me looking in the mirror. That's my music now. Just look in the mirror, and if you can reflect and relate, and you live that part of life, cool. And if not, maybe you empathetic about it. Maybe you even sympathetic about it. Some people pity some people or some shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever gets your rocks off. You know? But I feel like it comes from a real place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and one funny thing, you know, we were talking about, you know, the universe and energy and how stuff happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You said you went to DSA. What grades did you go to DSA?
You want to know a funny story?
What?
I only went to DSA as a senior.
Oh.
That's great.
I did not get into the lottery and get an audition until senior year.
Oh, so you tried all those years to get into school?
I tried freshman and junior year.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Because sophomore year, I was playing football by then. So I was fucking with it.
So you
and I got cut from the basketball team every year.
Bruh. That was for, like, the soccer team.
From Southern and DSA. Because I made final cut for DSA, but I was a senior. And coach was like, yo, I don't feel like I got time to teach a senior my system. Yeah. And I don't want you to sit on JV.
Damn.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yo, sports in high school was mad political. All this shit political. Rap political. Like, yeah. I definitely benefit from, like, political networking type of situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people who say you don't, I got it from the mud, you lying. Somebody introduced you. Because this entire industry is not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not talent, it's hard work. So you either go and get finessed. So either you worked hard or somebody worked hard on your behalf.
Yeah,
you just dropped some gems.
But 10,000 hours is 10,000 hours. See, then you work like, all right, peep game. Soulja Boy worked 10,000 hours, mm-hmm. just not at rapping.
Yeah.
He didn't work 10,000 hours at rapping, but he worked 10,000 hours at marketing himself.
Yeah.
Bruh sat up, he tell you, I sat up all night on the internet, messaging everybody I could on listening to this song, and this dumbass song is the first ever ringtone rap song.
Bruh.
We don't even got ringtones no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was the first ever. He filthy rich forever, long as he don't fuck up his money, because he worked really hard at this one thing. He got good at it.
Yeah.
It just so happened it was beneficial for him. Lil Yachty. People hate on Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty is managed by Coach K. Coach K probably got 50,000 hours. Not 10,000 hours. 50,000 hours. Coach K is the man. Like, if you don't know who Coach K is in rap industry, look up Coach K. Like, it's somebody behind all these people, or either somebody worked their ass off to get where they was at. So, you know what I mean? So,
I feel like it's just anything.
Yeah, with anything, bro. You know. If you get in the gym and you shoot for 10,000 hours, you're going to perfect whatever you work on.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
It's how much you work and who you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, talent is a little bit.
Yeah, talent is overrated.
Oh yeah,
talent is overrated. Like be talented as fuck and be honest about it. Somebody talented, like, bro, if you fired, like, I know I'm fired. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But talent is overrated.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You fired. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Who know about it?
Would you prefer to be the most talented person in the world or to be the most hardworking?
Balance. Yeah.
Okay.
Balance for sure. Definitely balance for sure. Because I could be a workaholic and I could. There are things that could lack in my life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta have balance for everything. Like, I wanna spend time with my family. If I'm a workaholic and I work in 17 jobs and I don't get tired, then my family gonna get tired of making room. Yeah, that shit like that.
Work
and
hard.
I'm saying that now because I got a kid, but before I had a kid, I didn't care about that shit.
Yeah.
I said,
everything changes once you have a kid, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit.
I don't got one, but I know what you mean.
Yo,
bro, I don't have one either.
If you taking care of anybody, just having another responsibility,
is a relationship.
Yeah, that's a lot within itself. So yeah.
Even with like parents and stuff, like once your parents get too old,
you gotta take care of
them.
That's why I gotta make sure I pay for her college, so she can put me in the fire ass, like, Florida, retirement, whatever.
Watching your back, watching me.
All the dirty old ladies who are like, fast coming to the
pool.
Dirty old ladies and shit.
You sound excited about that.
Fast. I'm gonna be old, dirty old man. Like, hey, Bethel.
Hey, Martha.
Gertrude. Hey, Martha, you want to go play, what do people play?
Bingo.
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Bingo and shuffleboard all day.
You want to get some applesauce, some oatmeal.
Yo, applesauce for everybody. Applesauce shots.
Bro,
I'm spiking the applesauce with whiskey.
Yo.
Don't crown make a crown apple? Crown apple whiskey. Oh, shoot. Bought y'all songs.
That's crazy. What the fuck is going on?
There you go.
Oh shit! No way.
It's funny too because we're
the shot glasses from Bedlam Vodka. You know what I mean? From Bedlam.
That's just fucking mad dope, bro.
I can talk about it. What you want me to talk about?
Like,
oh, that they support me. Oh, I can't leave.
Bro, it always happens. No way.
On the shot glasses. I definitely can't just pass out bottles on camera or whatever.
Bruh.
You know what I mean? But I got you some shots. I got you some shot glasses from Bedlam. You know what I mean? They just glasses you could drink out of.
Now we gotta get some shelves to put this up, man.
Yeah,
now
we gotta, we're talking about like.
You gotta get shelves. People start bringing y'all shit.
Yeah, so, man.
So bringing y'all albums. You gotta get shelves.
We're gonna get
bro.
A shelf and put like people's like CDs and shit and put them like there.
Bruh.
For sure.
We have to. But fun fact, man. Fun fact. It's crazy. And I was asking you about the DSA thing for a reason because we both graduated from DSA.
Okay.
And the owner, our friend, who owns this this garage, this place. He also
the
Waco
facilities.
Yeah. Waco graduated from DSA as well.
Yeah.
And so did Drop you know Drop Top, right? Drop Top. I'm pretty sure he knows you for sure.
Okay.
He's I'm pretty sure. But yeah,
I think my man's Clint introduced me.
He worked for the Guapo Beats and like all these other people.
Okay. Yeah, he probably knows about you for sure. But yeah,
He been on?
He has been on.
He was in the teens episode, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you're like episode 54.
It's just crazy. Oh, yeah. 54 episodes going down now, bro. But usually to wrap up the episode, we like the guest to leave the Pioneer Nation with a quote, question, thought, statement, anything. What do you want to leave the Pioneer Nation, sir?
I don't know, man. A question.
Anything. He already left us with the glass, man. Shoot.
I mean, I feel like it's a talent is overrated. Hard work pay off more, but keep it balanced.
Work hard while you work smart.
A small percentage.
Facts.
Yeah.
Work with your brain, not your back.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast.
Yeah.
Please leave feedback on all social media. We need the plug.
Social media?
Yeah.
Where it's going to be? It's going to be like right
there.
Here.
Yeah, somewhere right there.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord at LXRDFESS.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord with an X.
Okay.
There you go.
What if it's not right here? What if I'm not holding
it? It's like on
your face or something. What if it's like right here?
On your eyes.
Like over here.
Bruh.
Depends on how fancy you get with it. Just have it.
Right.
Slide it over.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it fucking fall
in
your hand.
Gotcha.
LXRDFESS. Follow me. Follow Lord's Media. Follow G. Amazawa. Follow Bull City Pioneers. Shout out to the city of Durham. It's the city that made
Bull City. Rapping.
Shout out to my daughter.
What's her name?
Up, Tater Tot? I can't tell everybody.
Yo, what you?
My bad. I'm just saying. Like, you know, shout out to Tater Tot. You know what I'm saying?
It might be some little, like, 10-year-old boys when I have that home in short.
Like, oh, okay.
They slap up some babies.
Bro, that's funny,
I slap a baby.
Hey, man, I don't blame you shit.
Somebody sent her a love note at school, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
you got my eye on you.
And she got a crush on Drake. I don't know if I like
that. A crush on Drake.
I don't know if I mess with that.
That's crazy.
It's too early for you to be crushing.
Yeah,
true. You in grade school. Like, wait till middle school.
Bruh, just like you when I'm a father, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Nah, it'd be better to be as a father.
Yeah.
I dropped my kid on her head before.
Oh, shit, that's crazy. As a baby?
I'm dead ass.
Yeah, it was a baby. She was less than one.
That's crazy.
I think I was.
But I was also kind of young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I was also stronger than this, too. I was like a buck 80, so.
Bruh.
I was definitely strong enough to not drop my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shame.
Who knows what happened? Slippery hands. Slippery hands. Butter hands.
That's why I ain't go pro. Bruh. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, drop this baby too, man. It's crazy, bro.
I was only good for defense anyway.
Bruh,
I'm a lockdown defender, though. I lock you up.
Shit.
I say that, like, look. They look at that in the camera. They're like, oh, he was serious. No, I'll lock you up. Like, you might score one bucket on me.
Hey,
I don't play, but I want to see.
Hit up, hit up Duce Drop Top, man. He balls.
Oh, he be hooping?
Yeah, man.
Yo, I heard King Draft. Y'all should have King Draft going.
I heard of him.
I heard King Draft could hoop. I would like to team up with King Draft. I heard he running around. I ain't trying to chase nobody. You know I broke my leg. I ain't trying to chase nobody around. But Draft, I will lock you up, though. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see that. Hey.
I lock you up. He be playing the celebrity games and be giving people buckets. He hoop with some of my peoples.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, hey, maybe you can make an event where, you know.
Yo, we should do a celebrity game out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a fundraiser for, like, a charity.
Or bring the Pro-Am back. The Pro-Am was fire. That's a good idea. When I was still in school, the pro-am was the most lit thing of the summer, yo.
Like a Durham.
It's fire. You could come see NBA players. But then I think they started like messing up NCAA rules. NCAA rules changed some. But I would love to figure out a way to make the pro-am happen again.
You could probably do that in the cage.
But see, don't nobody want to play outside. I played in the cage before.
Yeah.
Like, I played in the cage, like, but that's...
Yeah.
That's where I injured my leg.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
That memory.
Some summer games. It was just some summer games.
Right.
And it was bum time, too. Like, at the end of the day when everybody's just bullshitting.
Yeah.
And that's when you get hurt. That's that time where all the hoopers know, like, all right, I'm done. For this one, everybody get hurt.
Yeah.
Fuck. Holy shit, I didn't know that. Yeah. But... thank you guys once again. How said, leave feedback to this social media, our social media. We love reading you guys' comments, you know, feedback, you know, everything. How said, please go follow LordFest. I don't know if you haven't got, if you haven't followed us, please follow us. How said, thank you guys once again for watching this episode. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
I'm LordFest, yo.
And we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Adios.
Bah.
That was good.
That was long as hell.
Yeah.
And she was 52. I was looking at 50 times like, damn.